What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
Hey, hey, what's up? Today we're talking about helping your reader help you. Help your reader help you. Make sure you stay tuned. What's up, everybody? I'm Christine Horn, the booking magnet. This is Actors Daily Bread. This is where I teach you how to crush your auditions, book more work, and live a life that you love. I am live on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram. What's up, InstaFam? What's up, Facebook? So all my replay watchers who will watch this later, what's up, replay watchers? Love you guys. I haven't been live in a minute, And I want to pop on before I go deep into coaching and working today and give you this nugget for today. And if you have an actor friend, don't be stingy, share the love. If you don't know me, I am Christine Horn. I'm a working actress of 20 plus years, and I'm a life and career coach for actors, the founder of Book More TV and Booking Magnet Live. Thank you all for being here. So let's dive in really quickly. So, of course, we're in a world of self-tapes, right? That's what we do all the time. I had two auditions I taped this morning, right? That's why my face is a little bit beat this morning. And I want to just talk about how, look, my husband reads with me most times. Sometimes if he's busy, working, tired, I use We Audition. Shout out to We Audition, who's one of our sponsors. So you may be reading with your cousin, your auntie, ma'am, your best friend. You may be reading even with one of your actor besties. But today I want to give you some tips on how you can help your reader help you. And this is really especially important for those of you who have people reading with you who are not actors. And then I'm going to give you on the flip side, making a note for myself, for when you're reading with someone who is an actor. Okay, so let's just dive right in. So I have 5 tips for you, and you know, maybe a little bonus. Okay, first of all, just know, these are in no particular order. I'm just gonna look at my notes, because I've been doing this so much with my husband, it's second nature, and I was like, let me share this with y'all, because I'm currently coaching. I have like 24 private clients right now, and so I'm reviewing tapes all the time, and I hear a lot of people reading, and some of them are great and some of them are not. And so here's how I think you can improve. First of all, just know and remind your reader, whether they are an actor or not, that this is not their audition. Can we say that again? Have you ever read with somebody? Put me in the chat if you've ever read with somebody who thought it was their audition. They're doing accents, voices, they going over the top, they taking extra beats and moments. Put me in the chat if that is something you've ever experienced, okay? I know I certainly have. And so that can be a bit annoying because you get thrown off, you know, you're in your own head, you're trying to do your own thing. Ramsey says me, Chanel says me. Come on, InstaFam, don't be quiet up in here. You know, I don't like talking to myself. Melina says me. Okay, so with love, honor, and respect, we have to tell people that, hey, thank you, but this is not your audition. And this is really, especially when it's actors. But you'll be surprised. My husband, who's not an actor, he'd be like, it says here they're from Arkansas. It says here they're Jamaican. Sir, I don't need you to try out your Jamaican accent right now on my audition, okay? I need you to just read the words. I love you and I thank you for that effort. But I need you to just read the words because I tell my students all the time, the camera is a lie detector and the eyes tell no lies. So when you up there trying to serve, do your tape, do your scene, and you hear something that sound off, even if it's for a millisecond, you get thrown like, what the hell was that? And now you're out. It might have been tiny, but we caught it. Instagram, they laughing at me. Y'all know I'm talking, you know I ain't lying. I am not lying. Anna says, preach. Okay, so that's number one. So just let them know that. And again, with all love, honor, and respect, okay? Just please read the words. I had to tell this to my husband today. Number two, make sure you check audio levels. So,
show you these.
Don't be looking at my booty. Don't be looking at my booty. So especially now, if you're not reading with somebody who is in the house with you, which is totally fine. You know, casting is super cool with that ever since the pandemic. They know people are reading through phones, computers, right? Especially if you're using sites like WeAudition and others, people are coming through a device. So it's important that you're testing out the sound levels. And don't wait until you have your next big audition to do this, guys. Let's do this today. Let's do this tomorrow. Test out the sound. Get a friend to call you, because knowing the positioning of your camera, especially those of you using a cell phone, and then where's the other sound coming from? I typically hear one or two things. It's really hella loud, your reader is overpowering you, or it's so freaking low, I'm like, what, huh? Even though I got the script, you don't want your audience, AKA casting producers, network execs, to be like, what is that person saying? Right, we want to be only focused on you. So I'd like to highly recommend, these are some speakers that I just love. They're called Amazon Basics. They're a little dusty over here. Again, so I like to travel with these. So if you have like a computer that has a low sound, maybe your sound card is low, these are so awesome. You can plug this into a jack, and then the other piece goes into your phone. And then I tell you, these bad boys are loud. Like, you gotta make sure you turn them down. But it really is about your positioning. Because what I hear and see a lot from when I'm coaching my clients is that the sound is either just way too far or way too close. So test it out ahead of time. That way it's a good balance, okay? Also, this is a sidebar bonus tip I didn't even have written down. Keep in mind that volume, you know, the volume you need from your reader can also depend on the genre you're auditioning for. So like the other day, I had a multicam audition, and in general, we need to talk louder, our reader needs to talk louder, because it's like multicam is really like as if you're on stage doing a theater production. And so I just need more energy, more fire, more life from the reader and from myself, versus when I'm doing something that's a bit more subdued, something that's prime time, or the tone of the show or the film is just a bit just more subtle and you know, because I tape with, you know, my own with lavaliers so that I can whisper, I can be very intimate. That's why I love having a lavalier with my mic, with my camera. So then I'll tell my reader, hey, let's bring it down. I need to hear you, but just be, you know, you don't want to be talking here. Like, John, I don't know what to do. And your reader's like, well, Sally, I don't know what you should do. I'd be like, meet the tone, read the room. So sound is super important. And you know, here's going into the next tip. You have to understand, in this moment in time, yes, you're a performer, you're makeup artist, you're wardrobe stylist, you're all those things, and you are also director at this point. Okay, amen. You are also director, which means you have to guide the person reading with you. Hey, this is a bit more subdued. The tone of this is kind of like this. Okay, so I need to hear you, but just, you don't have to yell. You don't have to speak on 10. If someone just naturally talks out, hey, let's bring it to like a 4, right? So that we match tones. Because the worst thing to do is for us, the viewer, y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Give me a yes in the comments. Sometimes I get on the roll. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Instafam, I'm waiting. Facebook, I'm waiting. Come on, just let me know if we're rocking and rolling on this Tuesday. I'll wait. You know it's a delay. I will wait. Because I don't like talking to myself. Thank you. Thank you, Running Chocolate Girl. Thank you, Eric. I see you. Okay. Y'all be quiet. You know I don't like the quiet. I need y'all to get it together. Okay, awesome. Mary, I see you. Boom. So that's my next tip. So just make sure you are on the same page, because it will just make your whole tape much better. And it makes your experience better when you're the one in front of the camera, okay? Awesome. Brittany says, I'm preaching. Okay, boom. Next thing, check audio levels, direct them. Oh, another thing about directing them. Now, I'm gonna say this, but if you don't know it yourself, it's gonna be hard. So I'm gonna say it from the people who've been rocking with me for a minute, especially my students. You know about pace, tone, rhythm, melody. You've done your research on what network this is. Is this multicam? Is it single cam comedy? Is this a drama? Is it a medical procedural? What's the pace? Is, if we're auditioning for Shonda Rhimes, you know we gotta pick that pace up. If we're doing something based in the South, maybe we can slow it back down. So your familiarity with pace, tone, genre, and this is all the stuff that I teach in Bookmore TV when you work with me, right? And of course, other people, but you should know this so that you can inform your reader, hey, we need to pick the pace up. We got to take the air out of this, right? And this is where you have to guide your reader, whether they are an actor or not. Because the issue is, y'all be reading with your actor besties, which is fine, which is fine. Hey, Bellini talent. However, this is why it goes back to your actor friend, like knowing that this is not their audition. Because they may have a way that works for them, and they come to read with you, and they're trying to give you tips on what you should do. Meanwhile, they don't know what training you've done. So that's the thing too. Before you read with an actor friend, be clear on what you need them to do. Okay? If you're reading with somebody and say, hey, I need you to read with me and coach me, okay, be clear. Or do I just need you to be the sound? When I go on We Audition, I'm not going to get coached. I know who to coach. I know who to call for coaching when I need coaching. I don't know you from Adam. No shade. But Mary Smith, I'm just making up a name, y'all. Mary Smith, I just need you to read with me. That's all I need you to do. And when I use We Audition, and again, would insert whatever app you use, okay? I just have it, my computer somewhere else, and I'm still using my camera. I have it just so they can see me. But I have to guide them. And see, if someone has coached with someone else and they haven't taken the classes you've taken, they're like, why are you doing that way? Or why are you doing that? My favorite one, you don't have to do that. You don't have to sit and stand. You don't have to, blah, blah, blah. It says I'm driving. It doesn't matter. You can stand. I need you to read. But with all love, honor, and respect, that's what I need from you today. So, I just want to be clear with that. That way you avoid feelings getting hurt, right? Hey, this is what I need. So it's about communication also. So, but again, if you don't know about pace and tone, you could be on it. I have a lot of private clients in here. You can be on it with your pace and then your reader slowing you down, or your reader's too fast and you trying to be slow. It's just a whole, you're just not congruent. It's just not cohesive. Y'all are cracking up today. I'm glad I'm bringing y'all joy and laughter. I'm glad. Let me just check some of these comments. Hold up. I just got to interrupt this episode real quick to let you know about our new sponsor, We Audition. Have you ever been in a situation where you need a reader last minute? Maybe no one's available at home, or the people at your house are just really bad readers. I mean, let's be real. Listen, I love We Audition. I was using it anyway, and I'm so happy they reached out to us here at Hollywood Bound Actors, because now you can get a special 25% off using our exclusive code, HBA25. I'll say it again, HBA25. Use it now to get 25% off your subscription. Listen, We Audition is a revolutionary new website, and it helps you find a scene partner on demand. You can do video chats, you can do rehearsals and self-tapes. You can also meet casting directors and agents. So it's worth it. You'll find me on there. I'm there. I love it. So check it out today and let them know that we sent you by using our code HBA25. Now let's get back to the episode. Oh gosh. Awesome. I'm just checking somebody else's comments. Okay. Let me keep going. We're just keeping it real up in here. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm legit. This is the life. Another big one here, and I'm going to do a whole separate video on this where I actually have a camera watching me do this. But I do this all the time, second nature, and I forget to talk about it. This goes along the lines of help your reader help you. So let's say you get an audition that's 10 pages. It comes in, it's 10 pages, right? And y'all are not freaking out because you're saying thank you more, please, right? You're not freaking out, right? But some of the pages are X'd out. Some of them have arrows. Some of them have FYI, right? And this happens a lot, especially with multicam comedies. I just had a multicam last week and it was like 10 pages, but really There were things crossed out, arrows, FYI, cut to here. Especially when you're dealing with non-actors or even actors. I print two copies. One that has everything for me, right? I like to have all my 10 pages because I'm reading everything. But I will cut up that other one. Like I said, I'm gonna do a whole video. I had a note to do this and I'm gonna do it not today, but soon. And I'll cut up everything and I'm taping everything. So I'm cutting up, okay, they have an arrow, I'm gonna cut that page there, I'm gonna tape that here. So it turns out that 10 pages ends up being really four, right? And then I label my page 1.1, 2.2, that's if I have multiple scenes. Why do I do this? And I like to use the same color coding. If the person's in person, I like to highlight with the same color coding. I'm always yellow at my house and my husband is always pink. He like, well, I gotta be pink. Sir, just read the lines. Don't worry about the cup. So even if, let's say your person is not with you, someone virtual, I would still do that cut up version and scan that. There's a great app you can put on your phone called Tiny Scanner. Again, there's all kinds of, I'm not talking about monologues today, but maybe another time. Right now we're talking about getting your reader to help you. So you could even do this, cut it up, scan that. So now your reader who is just getting the script on We Audition isn't trying to look through the 10 pages and cut to and what and trying to keep up, because that messes them up. And it takes them longer to get in the flow because they're trying to figure out, okay, where does that go and where does that go? And now you're on a crunch time. Help them help you. Y'all following me on that? Am I making sense on that with the page? Like I said, I'm gonna do a thorough video where I'm showing you how I do it, but this is gold. You have your version of the script with all the things and all the things you need to do and stage directions and all that, but all you give your reader are the bare bones, what they need. And I promise you, it will make your life so much easier. Cheryl Rogers gets it, okay, boom. I'm telling you. It's especially helpful for those of y'all who are reading with people who are not actors. They don't know about skipping the stage directions. They be reading stuff that's in parentheses. They be reading action lines. And it's not their fault. You are supposed to train them on how to serve you best. And my husband is spoiled. He's like, sometimes that paper I give him will be this long. I'll be like, all you gotta do is just hold this paper. And this is like three scenes in one. And now he don't got to turn the page. Y'all readers in these page turn. Your readers be like, some of y'all readers be like. And she said, I be like, if you don't teach that person how to turn that page in silence, I'm going to need you to turn this page quietly. Ooh, yeah. And I need to get real with y'all for a moment. I know I'm making jokes. And this is serious. Brittany says she weak. Don't be weak. I know if you're listening to this back and you're not, for those of you who are going to listen to this on the podcast, just know that the Instagram and the Facebook chat is just blowing up with hilarity, which is why I'm pausing for when you listen to the replay. Let me say this too, and this is real. This is with all love, honor, and respect. You see the theme here? I'm just going to say it. Everyone is not able. Everyone is not able. What do I mean by that? I really mean no disrespect when I'm about to say. I know maybe your mom or your boyfriend or your cousin, whoever is closest to you, you may think is the only possible reader you have available. I have known some very smart, very intelligent people in my life who cannot read a script to save their life. Everyone is not able. So if you are reading with somebody and I know you love them, don't everyone is not able. Look, there are even some scenes where I know it's just too wordy. It's too wordy, and maybe the time of day, I'm like, my husband, he's not gonna get through this. And I'll go to We Audition and find another actor, like someone who's really advanced. So some of you got people reading with you who are just not good, and they're bringing you down. They're slowing you up. You're not doing your best work. Also, some of you are reading with people who you do not feel free around. I'm gonna say that again, because then you may have missed that. Some of you are reading with people who you are not free with. It is a bit of insecurity, or you're trying to impress them, or they make you nervous. And whether you think so or not, it is prohibiting you from doing your best work. And so you gotta check that. So look, I'll even take a person who's not as great of a reader, but if I feel free to play and explore, I can tweak a little something. I can tell you to talk faster, but if it's energetically not working in any way, you don't even have to be able to verbalize it. You feel it. Energy don't lie. And again, this could be something in someone who you love and who loves you, but you just don't feel free and comfortable. And so if you're not free, you will hold a piece of yourself back. You'll be afraid to go there. You'll be afraid to tap in. And then you won't book, but then you'll blame the booking. Oh, my agent's not doing this. My manager's not doing this. Oh, I just didn't have time, or it was so last minute. And you'll make up any excuse. And you know the saying, when you make an excuse, any excuse will do. Our job as artists and actors is to tap in to ourselves, to be so raw and vulnerable and truthful and bring light to truth. But we have to first do that within ourselves. Right? Absolutely, Misha, you can't be afraid. But I know, I get it. And I just wanna speak light to what some of you might be watching or listening and maybe feeling and haven't put it into words about why even you're coaching with the best coach in town, but somehow you end up leaving the taping session feeling like you didn't do your best work. You did what the coach told you to do. Or you felt so nervous you were trying to impress the coach when this is your work, your audition. And so it's fine if someone wants to give their 2 cents, but you at the end of the day have to be empowered to make your own choice. Because when you're not making your own choice, you will forever feel, what's the word, God? People will feel like a crutch. Coaches will feel like a crutch. Readers will feel like a crutch. And the biggest thing, and we talked about this, for those of you were in Atlanta with me at my conference, Booking Magnet Live, a big thing that came up over that weekend was so beautiful and open and safe. But the big thing we realized that people were struggling with was trust, self-trust. And I know this feels like, oh, how are we getting to trust? How are we getting deep? Is because it's these little moments where we give our power away, these little moments where we don't trust our choices, it's these little moments where we second guess ourselves over and over again. If I keep second guessing myself, how will I ever truly know when I've won? I talk to my audience all the time about book the room. Only one person gonna book the job, but you can book the room. But the booking the room is an internal feeling. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter if someone's like, you killed it, girl, you killed it. Brandon, you killed it. People can say that all day and night to you, but if you don't believe it, then it doesn't matter. It has to be internal validation. Internal validation. So I just want to pour that out to you. Keep having that. You know, there are so many roles I don't book where I'm like, I killed that. I booked the room. Like, I don't know what they want, but I killed it. Like, y'all can't tell me nothing. That casting office can't tell me nothing, not what I know. And it's that energy that fires me up, that makes me excited. So I hope you all receive these tips today. You can watch this when on the replay on the way back. The last thing I want to say about helping your reader help you, I know we've had a lot of laughs today, and if you missed any part of this, you can catch the replay. The last thing I think we have to do to help our readers help us is to show gratitude. Show gratitude. Because people don't have to read with you. That's number one. Especially the ones, our friends and family who are not actors, they got everything else to do but read with you. They stopping what they doing. They taking direction. You be yelling at them. They getting offended. You know, they trying to figure out why they can't read this script. It don't make sense to them because it's not their world. It's not their world. So make sure we are really showing love and gratitude, saying, hey, words of affirmation. I do it to my husband all the time. Great job. Especially if I leaned into him on a couple of takes before, like, you talking too slow, speed up. And then when he does it good, I'm like, that was a good take, babe. Let's do it again. Let's do it just like that. That was a good take. They need positive affirmation just like we do. That way they look forward to it. And it becomes this beautiful win, this group win that, hey, we all did this, right? You know, so this is a great joy to share this time with you. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this live, you know, make sure you, especially when we'll leave it on the replay, leave a comment. If you want to come back and watch it later, share it with an active friend who could use it. Again, we can't grow alone. This industry is already lonely as hell, right? And isolation is a dream killer. So you should make sure you have some acting besties. Actually, make sure you're part of community. And if you need community and you don't have it yet, that's what Hollywood Bound Actors is all about. I founded this community in 2017. We have an amazing Facebook group. We have an amazing Instagram page. So just follow us all around. And you can follow me on Instagram at Actress Christine Horn, as well as TikTok, Actress Christine Horn. But I'm gonna go, because I got other stuff to do today. I got clients to coach, auditions to do, all the things. But remember, you have a gift that the world needs to see. So don't rob us and don't rob yourself of sharing that gift. If you need more support from me and my team, click the links around. I'd be happy to support you. And you should also look into my Red Carpet Club. It's only an $8 a month membership where I give juicy nuggets and tips from the industry and things that I don't share publicly. Have an amazing day. I believe in you. Love you all. Bye-bye. Bye, Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at HollywoodBoundActor.com.